Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. This week's reflection is based on the words of Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our very first Friday reflection. If you don't mind, I'd like to spend this time reflecting on our very first week together. I'd like to just kind of sit in it for a second, marinate a little bit, and talk about it with you. I want to make sure that my purpose for this podcast is getting across to you and that you're getting out of this podcast what you signed up for. I would love it if you reached out to me through email. You can contact me through my website at motivatemepodcast.com. I would like to know if you like the format of the show, if you like that we have interviews Monday through Thursday and a reflection on Friday. I would like to know if there's anything you would specifically like to see on the show. I'd like to know if you like what we're doing or if you think we can do something better. That being said, I'd like to start off with some words by Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. That quote, and it's something that I have seen many times and I am familiar with, but that passage really represents the first week for Motivate Me, the podcast, because something I'm seeing with my guests in the show are commonalities. One of the commonalities that I see is that the majority of the people I've interviewed so far, they wish they started sooner. They all regret starting so late. And when we went into further detail about why they started later, and what was surprising about this is some of the people that said they wish they'd started sooner are very young or started incorporating their passion at a very young age, and yet they wished they had started sooner. So when I went back and we discussed, well, why didn't you start sooner? What was your hesitation? What was your hangup? We found a common thread. And that common thread was self-doubts. People allow themselves to fill their heads with doubt, doubt that stems from some kind of fear. We basically allow four main stumbling blocks to get in our way to achieving our goals. The first one is that inner critical voice. What is it saying? You're not knowledgeable enough. You're not smart enough. You're not thin enough. You're not pretty enough. What is that voice telling you, and how do you speak to yourself? Another question, just as a sideline, is think about how you speak to yourself. Would you speak to anybody else the same way you speak to yourself? Somebody told me recently they never speak to themselves. Well, then my question is, why? Why don't you have a dialogue with yourself? The second thing that often prevents us from achieving goals is that we make assumptions. We assume that things that happened in the past are going to happen again in the future, that history is going to repeat itself. And while that may often be true in other areas, that does not have to be true in, let's say, your personal life, whether you are thinking about getting back into a relationship. Just because the first man or woman cheated on you does not mean the next one will. Let's say you're talking about starting a new business, and the first one you tried wasn't successful. That does not mean that the second one won't be. The third stumbling block would be interpretations. I know this is definitely a big flaw of mine. I interpret things too quickly. I would consider myself to be too sensitive. Sensitive people, I think that's where I get my empathy from, but I can interpret things incorrectly. So I have to be very careful about that. I need to focus on emotionally detaching myself a little bit better from situations. Especially, I know for a fact, doing this podcast, I'm going to get feedback, and I want the feedback. I want to improve, but I can't take it personally. I just have to take everything in, pull out what works for me and what I can apply, and move forward. Because otherwise, we can get so hung up on what we interpret things to mean. I know that I need to just take things for what they mean at that moment, and that's it. Move on. Now, the last thing people usually do is we create these limiting beliefs. Oh, I could do this if this occurs first. But see, we use that as an excuse. I would start a new business if I had more money. I would lose weight if I had more time to cook. The bottom line with these limiting beliefs is that we know for a fact that if we really want to do something, we make it happen. We don't make excuses. My husband always says, I don't want excuses, I want results. I think that's a really great philosophy. At least to acknowledge that when you're not doing something, you're not doing it because you don't want it bad enough. If you truly wanted it badly enough, you would make it happen. There's something else that I discovered during these interviews. Here I am, I'm starting a new podcast, and I need to interview people who have discovered or rediscovered a passion and incorporated it into their lives. That's the goal of my podcast in a nutshell. And I would tell people, listen, all I would like you to do is share your journey with my listeners, because I don't know, my listeners could be from all over the world and they could have all different types of interests. And I hope they do, because I can't wait to hear about all of those things. I'm fascinated by careers. I'm fascinated by interests. I think that's really, really cool. So the thing is, what I was telling the people I reached out to and asked to be on the show was that you just need to share your journey about what is your passion and how are you incorporating it into your life. Now, for some people, that passion became a full-time career. But for the majority of people, they are working their regular jobs, but they've just enhanced their lives with something they totally enjoy. So that's really the goal of my podcast. But I realized two things. Number one, I realized that I tend to surround myself with people who enjoy life. I tend to surround myself with people who have true passions, because my first go-to when I was looking for guests was to search my Facebook page and look at all of my friends that are on my Facebook page. And I discovered a couple things about that. Number one, I have a lot of friends and family who do that, who incorporate a passion into their lives, a passion that I would find interesting that I think my listeners would enjoy hearing about. So for this first month, many of the people that I interviewed are people that I know. One is a family member. Some I know well. Some I am an acquaintance or a colleague with and don't know as well. Some have gone to school with me at some point along the way. What I want you to know is when you meet my guests this month, if you notice that I know them on a personal level, just know that this was my starting point to get out to you, and that they are the people close to me who I know will meet the criteria for what I believe my audience members need. I just want to make sure that you understand where my guests came from. And I want you to know that I would love it if you went to motivatemepodcast.com and went to the Be on the Show tab and filled out a really short application to come on the show and share your story if you believe that your journey or if you believe that your passion is something that listeners can learn from and enjoy hearing about. You never know how you're going to impact people. Sometimes some of us do things because it's just part of who we are. And other people are looking at you thinking, wow, that's freaking awesome that they're doing that. Or I would like to know how to do that. But sometimes those people can't envision whatever it is you're doing for themselves. That's exactly how I came up with envision, explore, execute. First, we need to be able to see it for ourselves. And you know what? We need to battle through and battle past all of those self-doubts to make that happen. Don't let your self-doubts be obstacles in your journey for simply enjoying your life more. Like I said in episode 000, the introduction to this podcast. I'm not the kind of person that's going to tell you that you should jump onto some entrepreneurial endeavor. If that strikes you, awesome. But that's not what this podcast is about. It's about enjoying your life right where you are. For me, communicating with you is my passion. And I promise you, I am pushing through all sorts of self-doubts right now to get this podcast out to you. Some of the people I have interviewed, I have never met before. That was new for me and completely nerve-wracking because of the imposter critical voice. I'm a fake. I'm a fraud. Who am I? Who do I think I am that I can start a podcast, that this specific person would want to talk to me? Listen, I'm sharing all of this about myself because I know that you're experiencing the same things, and people don't realize that we all feel so similarly about these self-doubts that we create in our own heads that keep us back or keep us down. So I've been talking all week about the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. It's a community where we can all rally around each other, love each other up a little bit, a comfortable place to come and talk about what you're thinking about doing or what you are doing. It's a place where you can be with like-minded people, people who are positive, people who are trying new things, maybe taking risks in their lives, people you can have an open dialogue with. So I hope that you are a part of the group, that you contribute any great information, ideas, comments, advice. Also, something I haven't mentioned yet. If you go to our website, motivatemepodcast.com, you'll see my blog there. I write an extension with a topic that has to do with each podcast episode. We've been trying to get fancy with it, okay? It's time for your go-do now, and you have all weekend to get it done. Now, I'd like to take all of you back to the words of Henry Ford and ask you the question, do you think you can or do you think you can? Now, since our podcast launched, I've had people contact me privately. In every conversation, a sincere passion was revealed. I had a young wife and mother message me to say that she'd been on the fence about taking college classes, and after listening to only episode 000, she decided she's going to take that leap. And I had a single mom of two 20-something-year-olds. One is in college, and, you know, she's working two jobs to survive. And she told me that what she really wants to do most is work with animals. And a woman that I've known for almost 20 years revealed to me that she's always wanted to write children's books. I had two men message me in support of one of our guests. Let's get some conversation on our Facebook page going. I know that you all have so much to offer each other, more than I alone can give you. So I hope to see you there. I would love to know, can you or can't you?